David Hogg, Putting More Cops in Schools May Endanger Non-White Students. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 11, 2022. While speaking at the June 11 March for Our Lives rally, gun control proponent David Hogg suggested that putting more cops in schools may actually endanger students who do not have white skin. Hogg suggested that a common response to school shootings is to put more police in schools. He then claimed, putting more cops in schools hasn't worked. He cited two examples to bolster his viewpoint. First, he pointed to the armed officer who stood outside Parkland instead of entering, even as the attack was carried out. Then he made claims about the police response to Uvalde. Hogg did not mention the numerous times armed resource officers have saved lives on campus. For example, on December 13, 2013, an 18-year-old with a shotgun entered Denver area Arapahoe High School and had to face the fact that an armed resource officer was coming for him. The Denver Post noted that the resource officer was a deputy sheriff who, hearing a gunshot, ran toward the gunman. As the resource officer closed in, the attacker took his own life, ending the attack. The Arapahoe attack lasted 80 seconds. The Sandy Hook Elementary attack, where there was no armed resource officer, lasted over 9 minutes. But Hogg rejected calls for more cops on campus, saying, "Realize that putting more cops in schools actually may be a form of endangering our students as well. For the students that don't have the privilege of having my skin color, or the fact that I am an American citizen." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. Reach him at @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.